Today's Psalm 70, is quite brief. It's only five verses, which is kind of good for me that it's brief because I'm kind of strapped for time today. But it's called the Memorial Psalm, or a Psalm of Remembrance. Some of the newer translations have as the heading a Psalm of the Memorial Offering, in other words, connected with the meal offering. Not sure exactly. It's hard to ascertain exactly, but it is basically a repetition of what we have in Psalm 40. The last five verses of Psalm 40, with this difference, is that in Psalm 40, the last five verses, it's Jehovah, and in Psalm 70, it uses Elohim as the name. Spurgeon quaintly says that it's a fit ending to Psalm 69 and a nice opening to Psalm 71. So, but yeah, it's brief. In fact, there is a connection with Psalm 69 where we saw the Lord Jesus as the righteous martyr, and then the judgment upon his enemies for that, as a result of that, of them persecuting him. And so there's a connection between the Lord Jesus and the future Jewish remnant, that the Spirit of Christ will be in them, and he sort of passed through what they will pass through, only he bore the wrath of God for sins, of course, which they won't, and he will intervene for them. For example, Psalm 69, verse 26, you see this identification with him and them. Verse 26 says, "For they persecute him, that is Christ, whom you have struck down," that he was a judge for our sins, "and they recount the pain of those who you have wounded." It's plural there, and those are the remnant. But overall, in Psalm 69, it's more his being judged by the hand of man as the martyr. And so Psalm 70 has similar character. It sort of continues on that line of the enemies of the righteous and the cry to God for deliverance from their persecutors. And then verse 4 and 5, it sort of concludes this way: "May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, 'God is great.' But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay," or "do not tarry." And so that is something that we all can pray in times of trouble, to call upon the Lord, that he may hasten to our aid and not delay, that he is indeed our deliverer from every evil, from every harm. So we can apply it to ourselves in this way. But again, it's largely prophetic in the sense that it's linked with the future remnant and the Spirit of Christ, which will be in them. So we see that link between him and them always in the Psalms. So may the Lord encourage you today as you read this psalm. Just meditate upon it and rejoice and trust in the Lord, the one who delivers us, the one who hears our prayer. And we can see too from the Psalms of this character that God's people do suffer. God's people do fall into difficulties. God's people do suffer persecution, suffer unjustly in many occasions. And sometimes we suffer because of our own doings. Sometimes we get ourselves into trouble as well, and it's not the result of persecution or whatever. But still, the Lord is there for us to call upon him. As you know, often we say that the Christian life is not a playground but a battleground, and it's not always easy. But the difference maker is this, is that the Lord is our deliverer, and he will be with all of his own, and we can call upon his name, and he will be there, even in the face of the enemy, even in the face of the adversary. The Lord is the deliverer of those that call upon him. May the Lord bless your day today, my friend.